Cherry, Cherry.
This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Oh my. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts on Commercial Drive and in other areas at
Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, BAM Merch Canada, and the Vancouver Music Gallery.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining. That's what friends are for.
Showcasing cool and contemporary music from the North, Northfest brings you an array of vibrant music from the Yukon's Diet and Speed Control, plus Greenland's Knive Nelson.
You came in with the boat of the head. I think that it was meant for me instead.
Come down to the Rickshaw Theater on January 31st and experience everything from roots to rock, indie to alt folk. Tickets are available at Red Cat, Zulu, High Life, and Neptune Records, or at northerntickets.com and live at rickshaw.com.
Wow, so smooth. Such art. Must have. It's the...
New format of Discord. Join us at the Astoria on Friday, January 31st, as that magazine from CITR celebrates the launch of a brand new redesign with some great local bands including Cult Babies, Catlow, War Baby, Hollow Moon, and more.
There was this dog in my neighborhood that it tasted of blood, it could do no good, is gonna die, it's gonna die.
Admission is $5 before 10 p.m., so be sure to get there early to check out our new 72-page art mag, cool prizes, and more.
Good afternoon. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is the Student Special Hour. I am your host, Eleanor Waring. Every week we play a great selection of local tunes as well as some artists from further away, and we talk to UBC clubs and groups. I have some very special guests in the station today to discuss the AMS, something that's going on as part of the AMS student elections. But before I introduce them, I'll let you know the track that we opened the set with, and that was called In the Sound by the band Free Love Fenner, and they are out of Montreal. That's off of their album that came out this November called Do Not Affect a Breezy Manner. So yeah, you should check that out if you like the sound of that track. So without further ado, I will introduce my guests today. They are from the UBC Brew Club. I've got John and Carrie here. Do you guys just want to give a little intro about the UBC Brew Club for those of you who don't, those listening that don't know anything about it?
We're the UBC Brew Club. We make tasty beer and sake and cider every week, brewing from 3 to 7. And right now we're here to talk about the club, but also to talk about the referendum that's coming up and the brewery question as well.
Nice, nice. So for those of you who don't know, UBC AMS is currently, we're in the process of electing, or the voting is open for electing the new AMS president, I think VP admin, VP finance, all of those fun AMS positions. As well as those positions, there's also questions for students to vote on. And one of those is whether or not we should have a microbrewery installed on campus. So I'll let these guys talk more about that because they know a lot more than I do.
Yeah, so like you said, there's a few questions on the ballot right now. Everything from, you know, restructuring student fees to divesting from oil. But question number four, I believe, is about the referendum to have a microbrewery. So basically what we're asked, well, the microbrewery has sort of a long history at UBC. It's been in the works since about 2010, and was founded, started by a fellow named Jeremy McElroy, who was the AMS president at the time. The AMS student council actually committed to it in 2011, not provisionally, not anything, but straight up committed. And actually, we had the fortune of talking to Jeremy McElroy, Ellen Tayar, last night, the guys who started it. And they basically came up and they, you know, they said they washed their hands of it. It was a done deal, exactly. And so, to their horror, they they come back and they hear that, you know, some VP finance has decided that, you know, something was out of order, and so they pulled the funding. And so basically, what we at BrewBC have been doing, and I'm also a member of the brewery committee as well, but what we at BrewBC have been doing is really pushing hard to finish what was started.
Yeah, for sure. So in terms of kind of why, like, the position that you guys have been taking to try to get people to vote yes for the microbrewery, what are some of the reasons that you think students should vote yes, and
well,
why they should
care? Having
a
microbrewery on campus is a huge resource, and it's a huge, just like an opportunity that everybody really should just look at as an opportunity, because it'd be one of the few student-run breweries in the world. There really aren't that many.
Yeah.
And especially it like will help with build the culture on campus, but it also has room for students to learn there as well.
Mm-hmm.
With academic space. So there's a lot of different resources that are going to come out of this brewery. And it's something that would just really put UBC back on the map. It's a great place to be, especially in Vancouver right now. We are going through a huge microbrewery boom, and there's tons
so
that are...
True.
Not just Vancouver, I mean the Pacific Northwest.
Like, yeah.
Look at Portland, actually, you know, our neighbor over to the south. They have more microbreweries in that city than any other place on Earth per capita. We're in the right place for this kind of thing.
Definitely.
And the funniest thing, too, is that had sort of been bashed as being not financially feasible by the people in the AMS council. But the thing is, the first thing that was done was a feasibility study, and what they did was they got people to actually talk to students on campus, ask, you know, how much they would drink. They went all around to every bar in West Vancouver, western side of Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. They did everything, all the due diligence, and they came back resoundingly saying that, yes, it would be feasible. Yes, it would work.
There's a want and there's a need for it, and yeah.
Definitely. So one of the things that I've heard a lot of people talk about is obviously how it would be great to have a UBC beer sold on campus at places like the Pit or at Mahoney's or the Gallery and things like that. So, but what I think I hear from you saying is that there'd also be opportunities to sell a UBC beer kind of out in Vancouver as well.
So when the project started, it actually was just a brew pub, you know, something kind of like Steamworks, you know, that kind of scale. But the thing is, they found that, you know, it could actually be really profitable. A brew pub has the limitations that you can't actually send kegs to other establishments. You can't sell bottles.
Right.
But by making it into a brewery, you actually you have a model that can actually make quite a lot of money.
Nice, yeah. And with the educational opportunities, I think what you mentioned was that there could be some sort of brewing program, like a brewery sciences.
Yeah, that'd be ideal. There's right now there's two other schools, SFU and Kwantlen, both have a brewing science course, and it's something that we could definitely bring to UBC if there is a brewery on campus.
On campus, yeah. Which also holds, I think, so many opportunities for learning about the marketing and the other sides.
Oh, totally, yeah. It definitely interdisciplinary.
Yeah. That's fantastic. And as well, you know, place brings some more students out to the UBC Farm, which is the proposed site for the microbrewery. Kind of raise a little bit. I mean, it's a beautiful place. If anybody is listening and has never been to the UBC Farm, I urge you to go right now. Stop what you're doing and go out there.
It's not that day for it either.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's so much out there, and they would be the ones growing the hops, correct?
So. I mean, realistically, for a large brewery, you need more hops than that the farm could actually provide. I actually used their hops this year. I have to say I was very pleased.
Nice.
Blake's listening out there. He did a really good job with it. But it would definitely be a seasonal thing. During September, you could definitely
use UBC hops.
And the other thing, too, we have to mention is that the farm's actually undergoing somewhat of a redevelopment as well.
Okay.
They're making a new multi-million dollar farm center to replace some of the older structures there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And a brewery would just sort of add on to that.
Yeah, definitely. Kind of just be an extension of what they already have.
Exactly,
all the
yeah.
stuff they have going on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it would... Not to overshadow it, it would just be a part of it.
Yeah, for sure. In our discussion before, we were kind of saying how it's, you know, UBC students could take a growler out there and fill up.
Yeah, and like that's the best thing about like actually being in touch with like what you're drinking. It's not just something that's coming from far away. It's it's a UBC beer, and you can go and see how it's made, and you can even go and participate in the making, because it's gonna be like there's gonna be positions for students to work there. As well as take courses there. So you'll have a lot more like understanding of where the beer is coming from, as opposed to just some strange product that you're getting. And
I mean,
a lot of people don't even know what beer is.
Don't know very much about the process, that's for sure.
You know, it comes in a glass. It has bubbles. Sometimes it's yellow. Sometimes it's black. But
yeah. Awesome. Okay, well, everything sounds really fantastic. For those of you who missed the beginning... we're just discussing the potential for UBC to have a microbrewery installed on campus. We're going to play a bit more music right now, and we'll be back with some more ways that you can find out more about the microbrewery as well as the UBC Brew Club. So, yeah, the next song that I'm going to play for you guys is by the Dum Dum Girls, and it's off of their album that just came out yesterday called Too True, and this track is called Evil Blooms. Enjoy.
It's time to judge.
All right, we are back. This is the Student Special Hour on CITR 101.9 FM. I apologize. That last track was not, in fact, the Dum Dum Girls. It was Gardens and Villa with their song Colony Glen off of their upcoming album Dunes. It's out on at the beginning of February on Secretly Canadian. We had a few technical difficulties with the Dum Dum Girls song, so we might try to fix that and play it before the end of the show. We'll see. But I'm joined today in the studio with members of the UBC Brew Club, John and Carrie, and we're just discussing the potential for UBC to have a microbrewery installed on campus. So right now, the UBC's AMS elections are happening, and one of the questions or one of the things that you can vote on as a student is whether we should have a microbrewery. And kind of got these guys in here today to discuss the different benefits to students and why you should vote, why they think you should vote yes. So, yeah, what do you guys want to add to what we were talking about before?
So one of the cool new iterations with this project is originally we sort of envisioned it as kind of building a shell of a building and then renting it out to someone else who would be able to run it. What that would have meant was that, you know, UBC would basically collect a flat fee, you know, a rent, but it's not really that interesting. So in our new iteration of this,
So with the new plan, it would actually have students that would be helping run the brewery as well, and just have a brewmaster come in. So it really gives a chance for the students to learn how the process is and actually like participate in the brewing process as opposed to just have another company come in and rent the building.
Definitely, which goes along, you know, it makes me think of how UBC prides itself in being a living lab, kind of with all the labs and things that they have here. Just a very interactive learning experience for students. So I think that fits with that very well.
Yeah, definitely. You just sort of learn from someone.
Yeah. Yeah, so the microbrewery will be, if it's approved, will be built out at the UBC farm. I think you were saying it would be roughly the size of, what was it?
It's 12,000 square feet. So okay. If people can imagine the ballroom in the sub, it'd mm-hmm. be twice that.
Twice the size of that. So it's a relatively large, pretty big. But yeah, tons of different benefits for UBC's campus life, for students to learn more about brewery science, you know, in sending the UBC name out into the greater Vancouver area.
As well as the benefit of actually having a UBC beer that would be a delicious craft beer.
Yes, yes. We actually didn't really talk much about that yet. What are the kind of goals for types of beer that you guys would be making?
So the plan is to have, there'll be some generic cheap lager just for the people that need that cheap beer, which is an essential part of brewing. But at the same time, the really important and special goal is the fact that we'll have something that's always new and seasonal and rotating and just whatever is coming up in the season. So come September, we'll be using the farm hops and have a wet hopped beer, for example, and just different things that fit whatever's going on. And that way it can respond to student want and need and also be a really chance to get something exciting always coming out from the brewery.
Definitely. That sounds awesome. Very delicious. So what, where can people learn more about UBC Brew Club?
Well, if you want, we have our office in 241A of the sub.
And on the second floor.
We usually have somebody in the office, so if you want, you can just come drop by. But the best way to get a hold of us is either through our Facebook page, which is UBC Brewing, or just come out on Sunday. We brew every week in the servery in the sub, which is on the second floor, and we brew from 3 till 7 every week, and we've got something always going on. So with the brewing process, there's three different stages. We have something at each stage, so there's always something that needs to be brewed or racked or bottled, and then there's always something that's ready to be drank as well.
Cool. Yeah. That sounds fantastic. For those of you looking to vote who haven't voted yet, visit www.ams.ubc.ca, and there's a link there where you can log in to vote. For beyond voting for the brewery, there's other questions about the Whistler Lodge and restructuring, not changing any student fees, I don't believe, but restructuring the way that they're dealt with within the AMS, as well, of course, as the positions such as the AMS president, VP admin, things like that. So, yeah, if you haven't voted yet, you should definitely exercise your right and capability to.
And the other thing is make sure not only voting yourself, which is essential to like the experience of a student and somebody who's working in, on campus, but also tell your friends, get everybody you know out to vote, mm-hmm. and just to exercise that right. And that way we'll have like a really accurate representation of what the students want here.
On top of that, it's not just about exercising your right, but really, realistically speaking, it will not happen without you. We need people to vote. We can't be complacent on it. Because it's already got more messed up because we believe it was already ours, right? It's not ours yet. We have to make it ours.
Definitely, definitely take control of your university experience, your time here. So yeah, and I mean UBC makes it really easy for you. You can go online. It probably takes you like less than a minute if you want it to. You can refrain from voting for certain things if you don't want to. So. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in today, you guys, and best of luck with the vote. Voting closes on Friday, the 31st at 5 p.m. So, yeah.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you so much.
No worries. All right. We're going to get back to some more music of some other things that are happening this weekend. The track that I'm going to play for you guys next is by a band called Catlow, who are playing at the Discorder fundraiser on Friday. More on that after the song. This song is called Shinzi. Enjoy.
Late, late at night, I think I'm And we're back on the student special hour. This is Julia speaking. Eleanor's right here next to me still.
Hanging out.
We're just hanging out. And we just heard Minakawa by Cult Babies off their EP. And before that, we heard Hollow Moon. The song was Single Life. And before that, we heard Dance Song from War Baby off the album Jesus Horse. I know Eleanor is going to tell us a little bit more about what we just heard.
Yeah. So all three of those bands, as well as the one that we listened to before those, Catlow, are playing at the Discorder New Format launch party this Friday at the Astoria. It's going to be a fundraiser. All those bands are going to play. We're going to have some... I believe there'll be some special edition prints of the new 7-inch, or sorry, not 7-inch, the new magazine. It's the new format for Discorder is about half the size of the current one, and it's double the number of pages. I've seen it. It looks so fantastic. It's like kind of got this cool art mag vibe going on. We're going to be unveiling that at the party, as well as there might be some raffle door prizes. Not too sure yet, but it's $5 before 10 p.m. and $10 after that. So if you have no plans Friday, or even if you do have plans, you should cancel them and come out to the support Discorder. It's a really, really awesome magazine. Lots of different opportunities for CITR members and UBC students to contribute. Other than that, this weekend, we also have Winter Waste, or we don't have Winter Waste, but Music Waste is putting on Winter Waste, and that's also at the Astoria on Saturday night, the next night after the Discorder fundraiser. So if you wanted, you could just camp out at the Astoria for 2 days.
Definitely going to be camping at the Astoria. That's the plan.
Yeah, it does not sound sketchy at all.
No.
Just camping out on Hastings
totally
Street.
Totally safe.
Yeah, for sure.
I have a great tent. It's homemade, but I think it'll work.
Yeah, you know? I mean, just maybe like put a little lock on the zippers. I'm sure he'll be fine.
That will definitely protect you. I'm sure.
We're going to listen to some of the bands that are playing at Winter Waste. And the first track we're going to hear is by a band called Pups, and this song is called Pop Song. Enjoy.
Thank you. This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow across it, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
All right, so we're back, and we just heard from Skinny Kids. The song was called Cool Fetish Girls off their self-titled album. And before that, we heard Dead Soft, and the song was called Sometimes I Forget off their album Teen Fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of those bands are playing at Winter Waste this Saturday night at the Astoria. And Skinny Kids are also playing at the Electric Owl tonight with Cosmonauts, a band that is from California, and they're on Burger Records. Playing two will be Zen Mystery Fog, a favorite on the Student Special Hour, as well as Nervous Talk, and I think they're from Vancouver too. So, yeah, if you're looking for something to do tonight, I would recommend going to the Electric Owl.
Very cool. So next up on CITR, we're going to be hearing from some Italian folk music.
Yes.
Give 'em the Boot is up next. And right now, we're going to hear from Dog Days. The song is called Saturday Night.
Thanks for listening, everybody. And thanks for Julia for joining me today on the Student Special Hour. We will see you next week.